To produce their slippery pipes and containers, Dr. Varanasi and Dr. Smith first impose a microscopically textured pattern on them and then apply a suitably formulated liquid. This fills the gaps in the texture, creating a surface across which gooey substances slide easily. Any risk of contamination can be eliminated by making the liquid in question from materials also employed in the product. Besides pleasing customers who like to get their money's worth, the new slippery toothpaste tubes should help with recycling. Existing tubes are rarely recycled, not only because they have residue left inside them, but also because they are usually made from a laminate of plastic and aluminium foil. Mixed materials of this sort are hard to recycle and therefore end up being dumped in landfill or incinerated. Despite their success with toothpaste, Dr. Varanasi and Dr. Smith have not given up on food producers. Besides ketchup, their slippery surfaces also aid the dispensing of products such as mayonnaise, and may help too with things like hummus and sour cream that have a thicker consistency and which usually come in tubs. They have, for instance, carried out a trial putting cream cheese into a squeezy bottle with a slot-shaped dispenser. You get this perfect strip of cream cheese right across your bagel, enthusiast Dr. Smith.